This is Akashvani, the news, read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Today marks 1 year after the Pahalgam terror attack in Jammu and Kashmir. The Indian Army, in a social media post, issued a stern warning to the perpetrators of terrorism, asserting that when boundaries of humanity are crossed, the response is decisive. Our correspondent reports that in response to Pahalgam terror attack, Indian Armed Forces launched the Operation Sindoor on the intervening night of 6th and 7th of May last year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the country will never bow to any form of terror and the heinous designs of terrorists will never succeed. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that India stands united in grief and resolve. He added, his thoughts are also with the bereaved families as they cope with this loss. Assembly elections in Tamil Nadu and West Bengal will be held tomorrow. In Tamil Nadu, polling will be held in a single phase for all the 234 assembly constituencies in the state. Our correspondent reports that there are over 5,73,43,000 voters in the state. In West Bengal, assembly elections will be held in 152 seats, covering 16 districts tomorrow. Our correspondent reports that 1,478 candidates are contesting the elections in this phase. The second phase of polling in West Bengal assembly elections will be held on next Wednesday. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that Atmanirbhar Bharat is an invitation to co-create, co-develop and co-innovate, as he made a strong pitch for enhanced collaborations between the defence industrial ecosystems of India and Germany, addressing the German Parliamentary Standing Committee on Defence and Security on day one of his three-day Germany visit in Berlin yesterday. Mr. Singh asserted that the world today is facing the new security threats and the technological transformation has made the situation highly complex and intricately connected. More than 26 lakh households have availed the self-enumeration facility so far during the first phase of the census 2027 in the country. The Registrar General of India stated that this marks the growing participation of citizens in the digital initiative of census. It said by choosing to provide their details online, these families have embraced a faster, smarter and a more convenient way to contribute to nation building. The first phase of census began on 1st of this month. The self-enumeration facility is currently underway in Uttarakhand, Madhya Pradesh, Andhra Pradesh, Arunachal Pradesh, Chandigarh, Chhattisgarh, Haryana and Bihar. US President Donald Trump has said that he will indefinitely extend the ceasefire with Iran to allow the two countries to continue peace talks to end the war. The announcement came as 2-week truce was set to expire this morning. However, he also said he would continue the U.S. Navy's blockade of Iran's ports and shore, which Iran's leaders have called an act of war. The government of Paraguay has announced that it will accept non-citizens deported from the United States as part of President Donald Trump's mass deportation drive. Paraguay's foreign ministry yesterday announced that an initial group of 25 Spanish-speaking deputies will arrive starting from tomorrow. Paraguay has joined a growing number of countries agreeing to accept third-country deportees from the United States, a system that allows migrants to be sent to nations with which they have no direct ties. Israel and Lebanon are expected to hold their second ambassador-level talks at the U.S. State Department in Washington. They will again be represented by their ambassadors to the United States. A 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon came into effect 10th of this month, following weeks of intensified cross-border fighting amid the U.S.-Israeli war against Iran. The truce has remained fragile as tensions along Lebanon's southern border continues. In Uttarakhand, portals of Kedarnath Dham, located in Rudraprayag district, will be opened for devotees today. District Magistrate Vishal Mishra said that the district administration has completed all arrangements for the yatra. The portals of Badrinath Dham, located in Chamoli district, will be opened for devotees tomorrow. The district and police administration have made extensive arrangements to ensure a smooth and safe pilgrimage. And that is the end of this news bulletin.